Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So the lectionary text, which the lectionary is a 3-year cycle of reading the Bible and sharing the text, and many mainline denominations follow the lectionary. So the lectionary text for this second Sunday of Advent is the word of peace. In the world in which we live, God has a strange sense of humor. As this past week, I watched in horror as people in California were shot at and killed, where police chased people knowing that they had hurt and killed many others. And into that word and world, we have the word of peace. And we have the story of John the Baptist. So what to say? As again, our children know words like active shooter situations, and they practice that. What kind of world do we live in? And then I came across this poem, written in 1973 by Madeline Lingle, called The Risk of Birth. Listen to it. This is no time for a child to be born. With the earth betrayed by war and hate, and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born. In a land in the crushing grip of Rome, honor and truth were trampled by scorn. Yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by the comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth. There is a word of peace and hope. Whom does God choose to share that with? Well, if you listen to the beginning of the text, we had all these people that are named. Whom does God choose? Well, God doesn't choose Emperor Tiberius or Pontius Pilate or Herod or Philip or Annas and Caiaphas. God doesn't choose any of them. God chooses John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, the most unlikely of people. Because if we read the text a bit farther, which we will read next week, you hear how strange and bizarre John the Baptist actually was. But that's whom God chose to bring the word of repent. What is repent? What does repentance mean? Repentance is not just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is a radical change of heart. Something that we will never do again. We learned from that, and it's a radical change of heart. So the word came down through John. A radical change of heart needed to happen in that world, in that time. I want to say that in this world, in this time, we too need a radical change of heart. In this season of Advent, we can feel Advent, taste it, smell it, hear it, this peace, this hope that fills us. Because by doing Advent, it's not the same as just experiencing it. We have to act. There is a choice. There is a choice to exist in such a way that insists that even on the straight paths and on the valleys that are filled and on the rough ways that are smooth, our choice is to repent and have a radical change of heart and have peace in our world and to have hope in our lives. Sometimes that even feels hard amongst church meetings. I had you all pray for leading the board of directors last Friday. And if I only had that to go on, I would say that peace is a long way off. Even amongst church leaders and pastors, peace could not prevail. So how are we, as Grace United Church of Christ, as individual people in this world in which we live, how can we find peace? But the good news? God is at work in the weak, the small, the babies, the barren, the teenage girls, the wide-eyed prophets, the itinerant preachers, the executed criminals, to change the world. That was how God was at work in the early days. And God is at work in those same places. God's not done. God is still speaking. And the hope and the peace that we can experience works through 14-year-olds who stand up for who they are and share that with us. God works through out-of-work adults who continue to have hope and peace. God works through families, each one of us, who take one of those ornaments and buy a gift for someone we don't know. God works through stay-at-home parents. God works through social workers who stay up at night and who answer questions in a line at a store where they're buying something for themselves. And they take the time to answer the questions. God works through underpaid workers and police officers and the Black Lives Matter campaign and those that stand for injustice and volunteer coaches and night shift workers and older people who smile and nod. God even works through preachers. God works through flowers that come from Central Southeast Ohio Association to a moderator who struggled to keep a meeting going when there was hurt and pain and unkindness, that in the note that says, "Thank you, good and faithful servant." God works through each one of us. And God works through each one of us to announce the good news of God's redemption. There is peace. There is hope. But we must repent. Have a radical change of heart. And show love and justice, in kindness and compassion and hope with all we encounter. Not just those that look like us, not just those that sound like us, with everyone that we encounter. May God's peace fill us with hope. Amen.